Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules amending the definition of limousines in WAC 308-83-010. This hearing is being held via Zoom at 11 a.m. on April 4th, 2023. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR-2306053, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on February 27, 2023. Copies of the proposed rules are available at www.dol.wa.gov/about/rules. The sign-in sheet, your testimony, and any documents you provide are public documents. This rule is being proposed pursuant to provisions of RCW 46.72A.030, regulation, inspection fees, penalties, and RCW 46.01.110, rulemaking authority. My name is Ella Sterrett, and my title is Rules and Policy Manager. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today if there are questions. Vanessa Simpson, Assistant Administrator of Central Services in the Business and Professions Division. Tanya Hessler, Program Manager for the Licensing and Customer Support Services Unit in the Business and Professions Division. Shauna Heron, Management Analyst 3, and Kelsey Stone, Policy and Legislative Analyst, among others. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should provide their name and contact information or let me know if they would like to testify when I ask if there is anyone wishing to testify. I will ask you to provide you will be called to testify in the order in which I collect your information. To assist in preparation for this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments on these proposed rules. For those wishing to provide written comments here, please email them to rulescoordinator@dol.wa.gov, and we will include them in the formal record. Copies of these written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear our testimony. I want to call forward Guri Rajput. Guri, you are welcome to go ahead and testify now.
Hey, my name is Guri Kumar Rajput. I own a SRTC limo, and regarding to this petition we filed because of the cars, we operate in Seattle. Last year, when we bought this cars, XT6 and Cadillac, when we bought it, we got inspected, and we were started driving on it. So we received a letter from 6 months ago that we cannot operate these cars anymore because the wheelbase on these cars are smaller, or they are like considered as a crossover. So the wheelbase and the Tesla, we got it as a green car, like because everybody wanted us to use as a green car. Some people, like, you know, require us to use it. So Tesla is like, when we got the Tesla, we went to get inspection, and same thing, they passed it. And when we sent to DOL, so they said this car is not valid to drive in a limo industry because of the V balance. Then I read the rule. I talked to PUD people, like, you know, who's they made a rule before. They said the car is, if it's worth it more than $30,000, so you can use as a limo operator, like XTS is the small wheelbase, but everybody using that. So if we go through that based on, like, you know, hey, we cannot use the car, it should be followed like all the rules with all the cars. That being said, we tried. We operate here. We operate outside the Seattle. We do LA. And with the limo industry, I'm the part of the NLA, National Limo Association. We joined to them. We do shows with them. When we start looking at the cars, now in these days, XT6, which was we using before as a limo, and the Lincoln Continental are these cars where we were using, but they are out of business now. So Cadillac are not making XT6s anymore. XTS is not there anymore. So everybody started making these crossovers. So if as a cost wise and as a like, you know, we have to like example, last week we have all the couples. They cannot get in these cars. I send a SUV. So there is a no cars we can get it right now. We have to wait longer time, and people, old people cannot get in these cars. If I have to send a SUV, it's very hard. Then we receive emails from them. Hey, we order a sedan. Why are you guys sending an SUV? Because they cannot get in. So because of, then we start looking at different cars, in the market. And we cannot find anything. Then we got this Tesla after that. Like, okay, Tesla is like, if XT6 is passed, then Tesla can pass too, if it's same size and everything. Then what happened is, they passed the car at the inspection. Then when we sent for deal, they failed it. They said this is an SUV. The Tesla Y model is a five-seater and doesn't fit up to more than three people in a car and three check-in luggage, which is never considered an SUV. If customer requested an SUV, if we send the car, is not a consider an SUV because it doesn't have five people, or it cannot hold five people by baggage or anything. So that's what the issue we're getting it. As a green state, everybody gas is going so high at that time. Now is high too, cost wise, and we have to use the cars like electric, which is now we paying a payments on them because first they pass it, then it did not. And now we just having a car sitting. Means like we just holding up the money, which is like each car cost me $70,000. So that's why the basic, as a standard, industry standard, we cannot get any cars right now. So that's the standard now. In California, I went to a show, nobody's selling sedans anymore. So if they're selling is Mercedes S-Classes is like $180,000 car. So nobody can afford it to get it. So that's the basic points we're getting right now is while seeing the industry standard, there is a we can afford that. I have can afford it, all the cars like Mercedes. Rest of them like Carmen can tell you rest of it. Is that fine with you guys? She can explain more.
Thank you so much for your public testimony. Carmen Court.
Yeah, hi, my name is Carmen. I'm with SRTC Limo, VIP chauffeur service. Basically, to piggyback off of what Gary was saying, the Cadillac XT6 was sort of bought into the industry during the height of COVID due to we actually have Cadillac at our limo convention shows where they come onto the show floor and they tell us, you know, typically a year or two in advance what vehicles they're going to be keeping, what vehicles would work for livery additions, and sort of, you know, which way they're moving. A year or two prior to COVID, they did come out and say that they were going to be getting rid of the Cadillac sedans, which included, you know, the XTS that most companies here were using, which, as Gary mentioned, was technically a smaller wheelbase, but because of the price, it did qualify. And then the sedan that was of choice for us was the Cadillac CT6, which of course had a pretty long wheelbase, and it was, you know, a pricier sedan, but it did fit the qualifications for DOLs for hire program. Due to the vehicles that we run, we typically only keep them in service for a max of 2 to 3 years because of the clientele that we have. So after about 2 to 3 years, we do switch them out because we do have to have the newer cars. I think it was last year when, you know, we did have to get rid of the CT6 because it was hitting that 2 to 3 year mark, and we did use it typically a little bit longer because of the pandemic. But with our clients, we just couldn't keep it. With that being said, at the limo shows, we did see the Cadillac, you know, XT6, which is technically, yes, a crossover, which, you know, our rules in the state, we don't have a qualification for crossovers because they are pretty new in the luxury industry for both Lincoln and Cadillac and Volvo and everybody else just recently adding them, because most of these companies are stopping making sedans because they weren't as profitable as these cars are. With that said, when we went to Boston, you know, we were shown the XT6, we were shown the Lincoln Aviator, we were shown a couple other things. So we did go ahead and buy an XT6. I believe it was February or March of last year. When we bought it, we had it inspected like what we normally do, and the inspectors passed it. It did go to DOL and it did get added because I think all this was pretty new to us. But then about 6 months in, it got denied, which was about, you know, a couple months in. We also had put in a Tesla Model Y because per the state, they want everybody to go green by a certain year. And with us getting a Tesla, it was because certain clients were open and adaptable to riding in Teslas for business programs because they want to be seen as more green. The Tesla was rejected instantly because of this wheelbase issue that we're having, because apparently these crossovers are being seen as SUVs, even though we can't technically use them as SUVs because they only fit technically 2 to 3 clients max. We can't put, you know, 5 people in there plus bags, are way too small. With that being said, again, the whole industry is sort of moving towards crossovers. We run vehicles in California and Los Angeles as well, and we only have crossovers there. Sedans, like Guri said, you know, the only sedans we have are Mercedes S-Classes. We can't afford to go out and buy, you know, $120,000, $150,000 cars for people who are just going to and from the airport. You know, crossovers are sort of taking over that part of the market, and it does get hard when we have elderly clientele going for doctor's appointments and such. We can't send full-size SUVs for them because a lot of them have knee injuries, or, you know, they can't get up into the SUVs. And really, these crossovers are where the limousine industry is going. And it's kind of sad to see that, you know, within the limo industry, that nobody else is on this call today, because there are so many operators who have bought these XT6s and they're still running them today, right now. But, you know, they're just not picking up from the airports. They can't get decals now. But, you know, it would be nice to see also our industry just be more, you know, with working with you guys. I mean, you guys were very quick to get on this and say, hey, this is what we can do, and we can get the rules updated and stuff like that. But, you know, there's a ton of people who bought these XT6s, and sadly, they're not on this call to testify to say why we should have them. But yeah, I mean, basically, that's the gist of it. And hopefully we can get this passed so that, you know, we can sort of catch up with the times and get, you know, Teslas added and, you know, the newer vehicles that are taking over the sedans, because sedans are not going to be coming back. We were just recently at a limo show at the beginning of this month. The only sedans they had on the floor were BMW 7 Series, Mercedes S-Classes, and they had a Volvo S90 Luxury Edition, which is also going to be around the 80 to 90,000 mark, but it's not going to be able to ship until October. And well, that's pretty much about it.
Thank you so much for your testimony. This hearing is now adjourned.